Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the evening news. In the investigation into last Saturday's knife attack in Paris's Opera District, two women are being questioned by the authorities this evening. The women were closely associated with the attacker, Khamzat Azimov, and his friend Abdul Hakim A, who was arrested in Strasbourg on Sunday. The Paris prosecutor, François Molin, held a press conference this afternoon. One of the women is a 19-year-old who married Abdul Hakim A before attempting to travel to Syria. Abdul Hakim A had been on the authorities' register since October as part of reports to prevent terrorist radicalization. Abdul Hakim A will be presented to an examining magistrate to face possible charges. Half of TGV and Air Arabia train services will be running tomorrow in round 10 of the rolling SNCF strike against government reform. 2 in 5 Air Arabia and Intercity services will be running, and 2/3 of Ouigo. The University Rennes 2 will be postponing its end-of-year exams due to student protest against government reform to university admissions. The site was evacuated on Monday by police, but this morning student protesters still managed to prevent the exams from taking place. Exams have also been pushed back in Nantes, Lyon and in Nanterre. The rainbow flag has been flying across France and the world over today as part of the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. The charity SOS Homophobie claimed that there had been a 5% rise in homophobic acts over the past year. France's football fans are waiting with bated breath on the announcement from Didier Deschamps this evening. France's coach will be revealing the lineup for the summer's World Cup in Russia. There is much speculation as to who will have made the final cut, especially surrounding injured Dimitri Payet, who was seen hobbling off the pitch last night in the Marseille-Atletico Madrid final of the Europa Cup. Les Bleus will be convening next Wednesday in Clairefontaine ahead of a friendly match against Ireland on May 28th at the Stade de France. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.